Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everybody. On today's news, Miro unveils the new AEW Championship belt.
We've got news of a trade between NXT and the main roster.
We've got all around it from Fighter Fest Night 1.
We've got all the forthcomings from Fighter Fest Night 2.
And Sheamus
got
engaged! Hey, lovely stuff. I'm Adam Nicholas.
And I'm debatably Adam Cleary. And this is the news! I see why they do it all the time.
Yeah, they get that such a high off it, you see. Although maybe it just doesn't eliminate. When you're feeling a bit under the weather, mate, it doesn't necessarily eliminate.
I felt that. I've definitely felt. I've got something, but we'll push on. Oh, nonetheless, I've just got an excuse in early, that's all.
That's it. It's good. I don't have an excuse, so when I'm rubbish, we'll just say we're good. But yes, speaking of things that aren't rubbish, let's talk about Miro. Now, this isn't technically new news, but it is technically great news. So let's talk about it. Miro has a brand new AEW Championship belt. Now, for anybody who was paying attention when AEW Dark Elevation was on the other night, you will have noticed a little insert, a promo from Miro where he was talking about being the Redeemer, Adam Cleary. It's a great promo. Go and watch it if you haven't seen it already. But most notably, in amongst that, there was a little snippet where he revealed a brand new version of the TNT Championship, of course. Now, previously, obviously, we've had a change already from the one that they sort of retired for Brodie Lee. And then we got the new one that Darby Allin had. Miro obviously beat him for that belt. It's the black strap with the red detail on. But Miro's new one that he's revealed has a white strap and has green detailing over the belt as well. So a new look for a new, perhaps a new sort of angle, I guess, for Miro. He's going to be the Redeemer in AEW. It's just so weird seeing him having a nice time, Adam Cleary, and just genuinely being allowed to be good. But this belt, what do you think?
Yeah, I'd given up. I'd given up on Miro to an extent because all we ever wanted was for him to leave WWE and go to a promotion that could book him correctly. And he did, and nothing happened. And sometimes you've just got to hold your hands up and call it and say, look, maybe it's not their time right now. Maybe they're just their creative juices aren't properly flowing. Maybe it's just not going to work out from here as well. Maybe it couldn't work out anywhere. And then you seemingly click your fingers and he's now one of the most watchable things on one of the most watchable wrestling shows in the world. However, I know people tune into this for some like searing wrestling insight, but when I saw that belt, I just finished watching the season finale of Loki and I just thought, because now probably there's only one thing I'll associate the colour green with forever now. So that's my hot take. They should have done a marketing crossover. Missed opportunity there. TK, give us a call. But yeah, it's nice. It's nice and I'm happy for him, always.
Yeah, and for anybody else who's interested as well, the Loki season finale was really good.
Really good. Don't spoil it. Yeah, really
no spoilers.
Good. It was very, very un-Marvel. Anyway, what was Marvel Us was a trade. Oh, gosh, he still got it. It was a recent trade between WWE's main roster and NXT. Now, if you cast your minds back just a few days ago, you will remember that Mandy Rose made a, I don't know if you can do the air quotes, shocking appearance on NXT. When somebody from the main roster comes down there and it's not Survivor Series, we ask, what the hell? And Mandy Rose is not exactly been struggling for TV time. She's not exactly been prominent, but she's not somebody they've forgotten about on the main roster. So her appearing in the Gigi Dolan and Sarai match seemed quite exciting. We were like, ooh, what the hell? There was some reports yesterday that she had been traded from NXT, from the main roster to NXT. But the problem with the word trade is it invites the question, well, what did the main roster get back for that? And apparently, today's story, according to PW Insider, is that they got Aaliyah for that. Now, if you cast your mind back to the exact same show, you will remember her turning on Robert Stone, which we thought was leading to a new story. Perhaps she was going on her own. Well, she is. She's just going to Raw, Adam Nicholas.
Yes, she is. And it's a weird one, this, because you and I have both had stints where we've done the videos for Boardwalk Culture, reviewing NXT every week. Of course, Gareth Morgan does an excellent version of that. Currently, go and see that. It's on our YouTube channel. And it's, I've literally watched it for so long, seeing Aaliyah progress all this way and how obviously she was one of, for a little while, quite a few names that had just stayed in NXT for quite some time. You weren't ever sure, but she was always getting better. Piece by piece, she was always getting better. Now, I know a lot of people will say it shouldn't take somebody that long, but everybody's journey is different. And honestly, genuinely, the sort of pop and the "you deserve it" that she got from the NXT universe on the night really kind of sums it up. Anybody who's been there, particularly those people who will have been in the building as well, who were literally there back in the Full Sail days, we'll know that this woman has worked her arse off. And I guess, look, we know it might not be the best thing going to the main roster. It's not got a great track record, but still some recognition for the hard work she's put in nonetheless.
I mean, there is a very old expression, does not matter how slow you go, so long as you keep going. And I can tell you, I pretty much covered from Aaliyah's, like, not a debut, she'd been in the company before I started doing the review shows, but when she was finally getting a bit of TV time, a bit of character work, right from the start of that, all the way up until I stopped doing the show, she kept going. Like, the Robert Stone stuff was very hit and miss. Her matches were very hit and miss. But as it went on, the hits became more frequent and the misses became less obvious. And you would struggle to argue she's not been one of the most improved people over its entire time on the USA Network. Is that a big claim? She's been there the longest. Yeah. I don't know where she's getting. No, I think she's definitely been one of the most improved the entire time.
I would say so. And the amount of talent that she's probably put over that have ended up becoming your personal favourites, I think you are quite a lot, even if you might not like her as a wrestler. But nevertheless, you do need them people in a company. Let's move from NXT, move across to AEW. Ooh, the Wednesday Night Wars, remember them back in the day? That was a good time, wasn't it? Fighter Fest, though, night one took place last night. And of course, we have all the notables from it, including two title stories, Adam Cleary, the first of which is a title change.
Spoiled me.
Love a good title change with fans back in the building as well. Who doesn't like it? Well, last night, Absolute Ricky Starks defeated Brian Cage for the FTW Championship. This is mad, this. And I have to say, the reaction from the crowd of the night was massive. Is it because they haven't been there for a while? Is it because Ricky Starks is great? Is it because this was just quite well done? Who knows? Either way, it got a big old pop. But to quote the Beatles' Adam Cleary, he needed a little help from his friends.
Very good.
Because Brian Cage was about to finish him off, but a distraction from Hook on the outside distracted the referee, and then Will Hobbs smashed Brian Cage in the face with the belt, at which point Ricky Starks gets the spear, gets the pin, and the crowd goes wild. Adam Cleary, huge reaction for that. But before you tell me how you feel about that, let's just quickly also talk about the other title match that was going on last night. The opener of the night, John Moxley against Carl Anderson for the IWGP US Championship. Let me tell you, when Machine Gun Carl Anderson turns up for a match, in a singles match, that man is awesome. This match was amazing. Start of the show, brilliantly kicked everything off the way you'd want. Shades of Carl Anderson in New Japan when he was in the G1 Climax in 2012 and got all the way at the finals. That, he's so good. He just, you don't understand. He chooses sometimes to just dick around because that's what he can do as well. But unfortunately, he didn't get the win last night. John Moxley retained his belt. A great match nonetheless, though. Adam Cleary, your thoughts on two great title matches?
I'm kind of exposing myself a bit here. I'm going to get pelted with this, but it took me a while. After Ricky Stark's introduction to AEW, it genuinely took a while for my brain to register that he was a wrestler. Not because of anything he was doing, but because the way he was talked about in The Office. I mean, The Office is just, you know, that's what it looks, it's just been me, Andy, Sidgwick. The way he was talked about so effusively with praise, I genuinely, because I was only half listening, thought Ricky Starks meant, like, I thought it was slang for something good. Like, oh, that was absolutely Ricky Starks, that. So when I saw him on a poster, I was like, oh, that's cool. That guy's like, that guy's got the name of the meme. And then I discovered, no, the guy, I'm absolutely delighted for him. Even through osmosis, it's been very easy to pick up how beloved he is by the AEW fans, how talented he is in the ring, and another success story of someone they've not plucked from nothing or obscurity, but certainly given the biggest platform he's had at this stage of his career, I think it's fair to say, and helped elevate him in the process. And, well, I mean, you've already mentioned there John Moxley in the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. Would it be remiss of me to move on to a slightly other story, tangentially related to John Moxley in the IWGP US Championship? Well then, my friend, we have four matches currently announced for Fighter Fest Night 2, which is, of course, next week. It's not tonight. Don't mess up with your body clock. Don't order more snacks in. Night 1 and Night 2 are a week apart, even though it's technically Night 1 and Night 8, but we're not going to get into that. Jon Moxley will be defending his IWGP US Championship against Lance Archer. Oh, that's not done. I'm not done. In a Texas death match. Now, I am from Texas. but I have been at a WWE show when they've done a Newcastle death match. So I can sort of extrapolate one from the other. I think the difference is going to be in a Texas death match, you can hit each other with frozen steaks. In a Newcastle death match, you can hit each other with frozen steak bakes. I think that's the difference. Four people will like that, yeah. Joe. And to all four of them, thank you for your pity laugh. Anyway, other than that, we've got Britt Baker versus Nyla Rose for the AEW Women's Championship. Rub your hands together. We've got Chris Jericho versus Shawn Spears. Spears can use a chair in this match. That's a stipulation. Jericho cannot. To hit him with one, presumes, not just to catch a breather with increased lung capacity because he's not sat on the floor. We'll see how that one plays out. And Orange Cassidy will take on The Blade. Which I thought, I will say again, when I was initially introduced to The Blade all those many years ago, I thought that name would age as badly as The Edge in U2 has. I thought either you have to be Blade or you have to have a proper, like Edge. If Edge was The Edge, he'd be lame, because The Edge from U2 is very lame. I thought The Blade would be incredibly lame, and here we are. I wouldn't die for that, man, but I consider it.
They're both real, real great as well. Butcher and Blade, they're both excellent, man. The real dudes, the gimmick's good, the look's good, everything's great. Who couldn't like them? Honestly, the Fyter Fest Night 1 was good. If Fyter Fest Night 2 was anywhere near as good as with the sort of quality delivered, then I think people are going to be relatively happy. And also, John Moxley, please, don't die. Do you know what I mean? You got the little one at home now.
Just now.
Come on. Poor Renee is going to be sitting at home trying to multitask, like watching you being an idiot. Texas Deathmatch as well. If anybody, they did have one of these, of course, in New Japan, between Moxie and Lance Archer, and it was not pretty, let me tell you. It was great, but it wasn't pretty, man. It was tasking, to say the least. I'm sure it will be just the same.
I know the critics will say that should have been my point of reference for this particular match, and not the Newcastle death match I saw between Dean Ambrose and Chris Jericho in Newcastle. However, to them I say, tough. It was really good. It was really good.
To them I say, forget about it. I've got to be honest, the whole time you were talking about that Newcastle death match, I was thinking, what frozen item of food is he going to be talking about, and what connects to the steak? And sure enough, the steak bake. I should have seen it coming. Oh, shout out, Greggs. We love you with all our heart.
Return our calls, Greggs. Please. I got the follow back from Greggs. I'm just waiting for the return phone call.
Reply to our DMs. Stop leaving us on scene, goddamn.
We have vegans on the staff. What more do you want?
This is true. But let's talk about something wholesome now. Adam Cleary, Sheamus got engaged.
Weirdly, I've got to say weirdly. Yeah. I know people are like, oh, I don't care about marriage and gossip and stuff. I woke up, Fyter Fest was last night, and there was a whole host of WWE news. The first thing I do in the morning, second thing I do in the morning after I kick out the High Street Honey and the Playboy Bunny from my room is check the timeline, right? And the first thing I saw, the first wrestling-related story I saw, wasn't the Fyter Fest, wasn't all the stuff about how exciting the Elite match is going to be, which I forgot to mention, I'm going to circle back to you in just a second. It was the Chambers who got engaged. People seem genuinely made up for him because he's such a lovely fella. So I too am made up for him because he seems like a lovely fella.
Indeed. It sounds like he had a lovely time doing it as well, because you know what it is? I think he's obviously goes under the radar quite often, Sheamus, in WWE. A lot of people just kind of take him for granted, maybe don't give him the props that he deserves. It's just nice to see good things happening for him. He's engaged over, it says, yeah, he engaged at the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland this past week.
Did you see the picture?
I have not yet seen the picture.
Right, when you see the picture. Not to localise it too much. Yeah.
I've seen that picture.
To localise this too much in Newcastle again. I'm aware that the vast majority of our audience have never been here. That's genuinely, I thought that was Tynemouth Priory when I first saw it. It's spitting of the coastline Tynemouth. I was like, what? Seamus is here.
Funnily enough, I was just there the other day, and that does look exactly like that.
If you've never heard of Tynemouth Priory, give it like a, maybe come visit it when you're allowed to do something.
When you're finally allowed to do just that, yeah. So what a nice way to end it. Go on.
Before we end it, I just quickly circle back. This isn't announced for Fyter Fest, which is why I didn't mention it in the roundup of forthcoming Fyter Fest. But at some stage in the future, somewhere down the line, the Kenny Omega Adam Page rivalry will come to a head. And I think it's fair to say this is a perfectly booked next step in this story, as Paige and the Dark Order will take on the Super Elite, Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks, with complex and fascinating stipulations. If you've got a pen and pencil, find some paper and then jot it down. You've got Adam Page is already the number one contender for the AEW Championship. He has that. He's got that. That's locked in. However, the Dark Order are not the number one contenders for the AEW Tag Team Championship. So in this 3-on-3 match, elimination I should add, what will happen is, if Paige and the Dark Order are successful, then Paige will retain his number one contendership shot somewhere down the line, and the Dark Order will get a number one contendership shot somewhere down the line. If the Super Elite are victorious, then Page cannot challenge for the AEW Championship, regardless of the fact he's number one in the ranking. So that's Page's number one contendership spot's on the line, and the contendership spot for the Dark Order is on the line. I think you can't see under about here, but if you could, there's been a significant change in my physique.
I imagine, as I edit this video, I will hear the thud of the on the table below. It'd be something to behold. But, Adam, that is all of our news for today. And unfortunately, would you look at that? We've run out of time. So we don't have time for any Twitter questions. Unless you happen to pull some out of your ear at this exact moment, I believe we don't have any today, do we?
I've got loads of Twitter questions, but they're not related to wrestling.
Questions about Twitter? Where's your blue tick?
People have asked me if I'm coming to several conventions, and I'm just like, no. But none of them are wrestling conventions, so it's not relevant here. Well, if you are watching, though, and you ask me if I'm going to Trekfest, then I'm not. No. No. It's in October, and I will not feel particularly comfortable.
You would like to go, though, I think.
I would love to go. Yeah. I would love to go absolutely anywhere and reconnect with people. But look at me. Look at me. I'm disease-laden. I can't be planning this stuff.
Look at me. It got me, mate. Well, before you pass out and before too many people wag too many fingers at us for being rubbish at the news and not really doing what we're supposed to do, thank you for joining us for today's issue of the news.
The news.
As always, you can follow What Culture on Twitter at What Culture WWE. You can go and read all of those articles at whatculture.com/WWE. Or if you'd like to follow either of your hosts, you can do just that. You can follow me at It's Adam Nicholas, or you can follow Adam Cleary.
Get me at Adam Cleary, I forgot there, C-L-E-R-Y. It'll just be self-pitying and Love Island for the next week or so, so just a heads up.
And they aren't mutually exclusive either. They are, of course.
Well, kind of are.
Well, you know, it is what it is. Anyway, no more Euros to tweet about, so maybe I'll tweet about the rest of it. So fine. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.